National Emergency Management Agency, NEMA, would have received reports of two eventualities that would have affected the Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis, but in particular St. Kitts. Today, that is one, after 7 this morning, the St. Kitts would have experienced a national power outage that we understand would have occurred as a result of a fire within one of the panels at the power station. And that we would have engaged the Skellig authorities, in that of Mr. Jomo Williams, general manager, who would have provided us with a report on the matter. Also, after 2 this afternoon, we would have received a report of a land slippage in the Fort Tyson Rise area, which would have affected the infrastructure and the surrounding area, where several homes would have been compromised. In that regard, we would have seen a national response by the Public Works Department, the Fire Department, the Royal St. Christopher and Nevis Police Force, and other key agencies such as the GIS Department within physical planning. Today, we had a meeting which was chaired by myself and supported by the Co-Mitigation Council Chair, the Honorable Wendy Phipps, in which we would have received a report from all the stakeholders regarding these two critical events. I want to assure the general public that the state is using all of its resources to ensure that the safety and security of the country is of priority, and that we do everything necessary to support and respond to the affected. So what I would like to do today is to have the subject matter experts give us an idea of what has occurred and also where we are at and where we are going to go in terms of respond and recovery to both impact today. So I would like to ask Mr. Cromwell Williams, Director of Public Works, along with Mr. Livingston Pemberton, engineer within Public Works, to address the matter of the land slippage. And then we will have also Mr. Randolph Edmead from Physical Planning Department and the Commissioner of Police, of course, who also responded and would address the security concerns that we have regarding the potential power outage and persons who may want to re-enter that area that has been restricted and in the Fort Tyson Rise area.
Okay, this morning, shortly after 7 a.m., the teams heard an explosion from one of the panels in the feeder room that controls the auxiliaries to some of the engines. They executed protocol and shut down the power station in a safe manner, and then proceeded to out the fire which resulted from the explosion. So the panel is a total write-off. What we will have to do is order a new panel as well, and an auxiliary panel as well. So that will be done over the course of the upcoming weeks. The restoration time right now still is looking very optimistic. Our teams have done significant repairs in redistributing the electricity supply to the different panels, and we're getting very optimistic about restoring the electricity sometime during the course of the day.
Public Works Department, the engineers in particular, would have received a call from a particular homeowner in the Fort Tyson Rise area of Frigate Bay this morning, about after 7 o'clock, and he indicated that he would have observed overnight some significant cracks in his house. We got on the scene about 9 o'clock this morning, and we looked at the property, which is a multi-story building. We looked at the property with the homeowner, and we indeed confirmed that there was some serious cracks observed throughout the house. We also observed that at least one neighboring property also showed some structural cracks. In particular, we observed that the house directly in front of his, on the opposite side, the parking area garage, was separated from the main house by about 5 or so inches, which suggested that the problem was not just localized to one property, but seemed to have extended beyond. We measured the cracks to see, to get an idea as to whether or not the situation was progressing. And we left the area and returned with the intention to return later to see, make further observations. Around midday, we got a call that the situation seemed to be suggesting that there was further deterioration, cracking extended throughout the property. And we returned and we saw that indeed, for instance, the road, the cracks that were observed in the road were much more pronounced, were wider. And we continued to observe, and you know, within a matter of a few hours, the property in particular would have slipped and more or less almost collapsed, almost a total collapse. We would have learned from the homeowner that, you know, he suspect that there was some, the heavy recent rains, there would have been water that would have been escaping from the road onto his property and perhaps undermine his foundation. We are continuing to observe the area, including the adjoining properties. We would want to caution the general public that the area is not safe for anyone to venture into, as fortunately you would have had time to evacuate not only that homeowner, but neighboring properties would have had time to evacuate. And so we want to caution that, you know, person shouldn't try to go back in. We would want to observe, go back in tomorrow, God's willing, and observe, you know, and see what signs there may be that the area is, whether or not it is stable. But in the meantime, we cannot stress enough for the safety of all that persons should not venture into that area. And we hope that by tomorrow we could have a better assessment as to, you know, the extent of the slippage and whether or not it is stabilized, or whether or not, you know, there can be potential further slippage. So that's the situation for now from where we sit.
And just to add to what Mr. Williams would have said, we at the Department of Public Works, we wanted to get a better view as to the extent of the damage on the road, and so we would have engaged the services of a drone that would have taken some footage. We will be examining that footage very closely to see exactly what has been happening. One of the things that we want to know, for example, is the extent of the undermining of the road. So we had the drone got on very close and would have taken some pictures. So we will be examining that, and then we'll be in a better position to advise the National Emergency Management Agency as to the way forward. Just to emphasize what Mr. Williams would have said, tomorrow, Friday, we are going back in as a team, and we'll be looking closely again at the area, do some more assessment, consult with our colleagues at the GIS in the Sustainable Development Department, and hopefully, putting our heads together, we will be able to advise the National Emergency Agency as to the way forward on this matter.
Okay, just to support what the individuals from Public Works would have said, I mean, Mr. Cromwell Williams, the director, and Mr. Livingston Pemberton, the engineer at Public Works, we were also called to the scene to provide some assistance, and our assistance would have come in the form of providing support information to assist Public Works in undertaking their assessment. Our support would come in the form of would come from our GIS, that is our Geographical Information System database. What information, the information that will be provided from our GIS is geological information for the area. It is, I mean, the area would have suffered from land slippage, which is movement of soil in the area, which means that the underlying geology can have some part to play in what happened. You can only know that if you get the background information as to what the geological makeup of the area is, and that is where my department come in, the Department of Physical Planning. We have a Geographical Information System section, a GIS section, and that section will be on site tomorrow with the Department of Public Works to assist with that assessment.
My name is Eloy Brandy, Commissioner of Police. I wish to report that early this afternoon, just after 2, we received a report of a landslide, that it was said, at the Fort Rice in Frigate Bay. As a result, police officers responded, cordoning off the area for general public safety and also to assist the other homeowners in the neighborhood areas to evacuate because the place is unsafe. And presently, they're still barricaded, and we are encouraging general public not to return to the scene, not to go sightseeing, the owners not to return to the home until further notice. We have security posted until Public Works give further instructions. We are asking all citizens to stay away from the Fort Rice site. And another matter, early this morning, sometime after 8, we were informed of a fire at the public, at a power station at Needmus. As a result, the country was put into total shutdown in terms of power. This will affect the entire island of St. Kitts. So we went into our planning mode, and police and the defense force will be out this evening to patrol the city and the entire island to make sure the business places and visitors and residents are safe until the power were able to be restored. So I want to encourage the public, if you don't have any business to be on the street, please stay at home and let the law enforcement take control of the street. I want to thank you for your cooperation.
Unfortunately, we have been placed in a situation where members of the public have taken it upon themselves to produce content as it relates to the restoration time for the island-wide outage. We want to dispel all of those rumors. No restoration time has been declared. We're in the process of restoring power to our power plant, and then we can begin restoration island-wide. The image is circulating, purporting that power will be restored on Tuesday, November 17th. False. I would like to fundamentally and categorically say that these images are false. We also want to discourage the dissemination of videos of the fire taking place in the power plant this morning. We really want the public support at this point in time as our crews work to restore power.
I want to appeal to all of our citizens to adhere to the advice that is being given by all the agencies involved and departments involved. Also, I want to reach out to the persons who are affected by the land slippage or the outages to reach out to social services, in particular, Permanent Secretary Janet Lewis. She has already been provided with some information, and she will be also reaching out with her team to some of the persons who have may have been displaced and need some sort of assistance. I also want to appeal to the general public at large to adhere to the security forces advice. Please stay away from this area. The area is deemed unsafe, unstable, hence the reason for the human cordoning with the police force. I again will ask you to stay away from the area, avoid sightseeing. We are doing everything possible to assist the general public and everyone who is impacted with this catastrophic event, I must say, and with something that we often think that don't happen here, but it has happened. So therefore, persons need to take the necessary precautions from this inclement weather that we are going to continue to experience. The hurricane season is not yet over. And also, history has shown that even in December, we have experienced hurricanes or tropical storms conditions. So therefore, I'm appealing again to the general public to exercise all the necessary precautions to adhere to the safety advice that is being given by all. So thank you again. And the state is doing everything possible to assist and prevent and respond to the experiences we have had today. Thank you.